Prayer of Comfort for the Lonely, written by Christine Brown and read by Kelly Givens. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalm 23, verse 4. Life seems to be offering plenty of opportunities to feel lonely recently. Isolation and a host of other interruptions take us away from friends and family, away from work colleagues, away from community. However, some of us may be experiencing just the opposite. Circumstances may have us spending more time with our people than we're used to, leaving us feeling worn out. And even if we're surrounded by people, a familiar void can settle in, telling us we're all alone, that no one understands what we're going through. King David knew this feeling well. He faced times in his life when he felt alone. He asked for God's grace in his loneliness, even though he was often surrounded by faithful soldiers, trusted advisors, and more. We discover longings of David's heart in Psalm 25:16. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Loneliness is deceptive. It lies to us, coaxing us to believe we have no hope, making us think that no one is there for us, even with plenty of people around. But God's word reveals the truth about our loneliness. We are never alone as children of God. Deuteronomy 31:8 says, "It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." God will never leave us. So when feelings of loneliness begin whispering those lies, we can call it for what it is with God's truth. Let's remember David's familiar words from Psalm 23 today as we pray for those who feel lonely to find the comfort only God can give. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Our Lord is with us, today, tomorrow, and forever. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today with a heavy heart. Everywhere I turn, I see loneliness. In a world where we're more connected than ever, why do so many of us still feel alone? Lord, some of us are isolated from friends and family, while others are surrounded by people all the time. Yet whether or not we're physically alone, we're all vulnerable to the lie that tells us no one cares, no one understands. But as children of God, we know that isn't true. The enemy wants us to feel separated from one another. So help us remember what your word says. We are never separated from you. You are the God of all comfort. Only you can comfort those who feel lonely and afflicted. Please send your Holy Spirit to those who feel lonely. He is our comforter, and his presence offers the antidote we need. Thank you for always being with us. Isaiah 41:10 offers hope of your constant presence. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. And finally, Lord, help us to be aware of other people in our lives who feel alone. Guide us as we reach out into the world around us to show love to the hurting and lonely. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercoulier, host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.